The Frankfurt Elevated Railway Line debuted on November 4th, 1922, 100 years ago. For the first time, people living in the city's distant northeast could get to Center City in an hour or less. As SEPTA prepares to celebrate the Frankfurt L Centennial Anniversary, Mayor Rindy looks back at its history.
In its banner headline that day, the Evening Public Ledger marveled at the new subway extension, calling it a triumph of modern engineering skill and ingenuity.
The front page of every Philadelphia newspaper was nothing but the Frankfurt L, basically.
Historian John Hepp of Wilkes University says city leaders expected the new line would pave the way for rapid development in places like Holmesburg and Busselton, which were mostly rural at the time. Now they were just a trolley ride away from the end of the new subway extension. That meant the steady population growth Philadelphia had seen over the past century could continue into the next one.
I'm sure when this line was opened, everyone's mindset was, my God, Philadelphia has its act together. Philadelphia made plans. Philadelphia's carrying through on those plans. And the future is nothing but bright.
Within a few years, demand for seats on the L was so high that a group called the Businessmen and Taxpayers Association of Frankfurt angrily denounced the transit system for not running enough rail cars. In April 1930, the Philadelphia Inquirer quoted the group's director as saying, "There is overcrowding at all hours of the day, and during rush hour it is far greater than it used to be." Residents, in fact, seem to have simultaneously appreciated and disdained the Frankfurt L from early on. Even before it was built, some had opposed the construction of the looming steel columns and girders that carry the L over Frankfurt Avenue and other roads. Jack McCarthy is an archivist and historian who has studied Frankfurt's history.
Who wants to see the sunlight obliterated in these big metal ungodly structures in the middle of your main thoroughfare? It was just not a very pleasant visual.
Whatever its drawbacks, the Frankfurt extension did help drive development as intended. Ridership soared in the 1940s. Frankfurt Avenue became a major shopping corridor. And after World War II, Northeast Philadelphia saw a historic wave of housing construction. In later years, though, the L struggled in the face of broader societal changes and passenger numbers fell. Factors like the decline of manufacturing, rising car ownership, highway construction, and the growth of the suburbs all played a part. Here's historian John Hepp again.
It's really after World War II when you see the factories of the lower Northeast start to disappear. So with them came some of the demand for the public transit. You kind of get your first suburban malls in the mid-1950s, and so consequently, there was simply less demand.
Counter to what people may have expected at the time, Philadelphia now actually has fewer residents than it did in 1922. In recent years, the proximity of the L has contributed to robust redevelopment in neighborhoods like Northern Liberties and Fishtown. However, Frankfurt itself remains economically depressed despite its prime location. Every day, more than a dozen bus lines bring thousands of commuters to the Frankfurt Transportation Center at the end of the line. But the neighborhood is still waiting for the kind of economic revival that's happening in areas closer to Center City, according to Kimberly Washington, who heads the Frankfurt Community Development Corporation.
We get market forces pushing up. We see some of the old manufacturing buildings being repurposed for housing and artist space. And we see that as far up as Erie Torsdale. The next stop is the Church Street Station, so that's the end of Frankfurt.
Washington says she's working on a plan to build a new development near the transportation center with homes and stores. SEPTA is a partner on that effort. And she says the transit agency also needs to keep working to restore a sense of safety and cleanliness along the Frankfurt extension if they want it to fulfill its potential.
It's a neighborhood asset that's underutilized and undercared for. I think the L could definitely use a little bit more TLC.
SEPTA has struggled to manage the impact of drug use and people who are homeless at the area's stations, especially during the pandemic. It temporarily shut down Somerset Station last year to fix elevators damaged by human waste and discarded needles, and did extensive cleanups of other nearby stations. But with continued care and maintenance, Washington still believes the L can be a catalyst for neighborhood change.
I think the city and I think SEPTA and state officials definitely have to figure out a way to build people's trust in the public transit system and make people feel like they want to ride the public transit system, because public transit is such a great thing.
For WHYY, I'm Mayor Rindy.